2. A living landscape. Lowland semi-natural grasslands are essential habitats for plants, insects, reptiles and birds. The common is made up of a vast calaminarian and scattered calcareous grasslands. Incredibly, almost 80% of calaminarian grasslands in Wales are found here, created by old mining spoils where lead and zinc were once extracted. Only the hardiest, heavy metal-tolerant plants, such as sheep's fescue, can flourish in these areas. It continues to be managed traditionally, with livestock roaming freely to graze. The people who take care of the land, called graziers, use long-established practices to control the gorse and bracken, creating a mix of short grass, taller plants and scattered shrubs, perfect for ground-nesting birds like skylarks. Natural Resources Wales has been trialling new techniques to re-establish areas of overgrown spoils. Surface vegetation is carefully scraped away to expose the underlying soil, breathing new life into the rare calaminarian habitat. Local residents of the Holkin Mountain Conservation Group keep a close eye on these efforts. Whereas calcareous grasslands are found on dry, calcium-rich and nutrient-poor soil derived from limestone, they are one of the most plant-rich habitats in the UK, featuring grasses, sedges and herbs, along with an array of mosses, liverworts and lichens. However, they are threatened by an invasive non-native plant species, Cotoneaster. It outcompetes and smothers our native species, having a devastating effect on the plants that rely on this scarce habitat. Spring and summer bring a burst of colour with a bloom of delicate orchids, yellow flowers of common rock rose, and the aromatic pink-purple flowers of wild thyme are essential nectar sources for bumblebees. The damp, grassy habitats support vital insects and butterflies, including the small pearl-bordered fritillary, orange in colour with distinctive black markings on their forewing and white pearls on the underside wing. This butterfly forms distinct colonies and has a stronghold throughout much of Scotland and Wales. However, their numbers are in decline due to habitat loss. The caterpillar feeds on common dog violets found within thickets of bracken. As adults, they fly low to the ground in search for rich nectar of brambles, heather and thistle flowers. If you see one, be sure to submit your sightings to COVNOD. As you reach the cottages, turn left onto the single-track tarmac lane to reach the main road. Turn right to pass a bus shelter and postbox. Take the second right along the gravel track just before the 40 miles per hour road signs. Where the track forks, keep right and then immediately left along the grassy path to reach a grassy cross junction. Take the second right and follow the path climbing uphill to take in a wonderful panoramic view of the surrounding landscape at the top of Moel y Gair. Here you can play audio clip 3.